"Oh, man's? What?" he whirled, raising his rake. "Whoa, take it easy, Bo. What's the matter with you, sneaking up like that? Ain't funny, Besand. Want me to rake that idiot grin off your face? Ooh, nasty today, aren't we?" Besand was a lean old man, approximately Bowman's age, his shoulders slumped, following his head, which thrust forward as though he was sniffing a trail. Great blue veins humped the backs of his hands. Liver spots dotted his skin. "What the hell do you expect? Come jumping out of the bushes at a man?" "Bushes? What bushes?" "Your conscience bothering you, Bo." "Besand, you've been trying to trap me since the moon was green. Why don't you give up? First Jasmine gives me a hard way to go, then Tokar buys me out so I have to go digging fresh stock, and now I have to dance with you. Go away. I'm not in the mood." Besand grinned a big, lopsided grin, revealing pickets of rotten teeth. "I haven't caught you, Bo, but that don't mean you're innocent. It just means I never caught you." "If I'm not innocent, you must be damned stupid not to catch me in 40 years. Damn, man, why the hell can't you make life easy for both of us?" Besand laughed. "Real soon now I'll be out of your hair for good. They're putting me out to pasture." Bowman's leaned on his rake, considered the guardsman. Besand exuded a sour odor of pain. "Really? I'm sorry." "Bet you are. My replacement might be smart enough to catch you." "Give it a rest. You want to know what I'm doing? Figuring where the Telkurrene Knights went down. Tokar wants spectacular stuff. That's the best I can do, short of going over there and giving you an excuse to hang me. Hand me that dowser." Besand passed the divining rod. "Mound robbing, eh? Tokar suggest that." Icy needles burrowed into Bowman's spine. This was more than a casual question. "We have to do this constantly. Haven't we known each other long enough to do without the cat and mouse?" "I enjoy it, Bo." Besand trailed him to the overgrown hummock. "Going to have to clear this out. Just can't keep up anymore. Not enough men, not enough money." "Could you get it right away? That's where I want to dig, I think. Poison ivy."
"Oh, where poison ivy, Bo?" Besand snickered. Each summer, Bowman's cursed his way through numerous botanical afflictions. "About Tokar. I don't deal with people who want to break the law. That's been my rule forever. Nobody bothers me anymore."
"Oblique, but acceptable." Bowman's wand twitched. "I'll be dipped in sheep shit, right in the middle."
"Sure.
Look at it jump. Must have buried them in one big hole."
"About Tokar. What about him, dammit? You want to hang him, go ahead. Just give me time to hook up with somebody else who can handle my business as good."
"I don't want to hang anybody, Bo. I just want to warn you. There's a rumor out of Orr that says he's a resurrectionist."
Bowman's dropped his rod. He gobbled air.
"Really? A resurrectionist?"
The monitor scrutinized him intently.
"Just a rumor. I hear all kinds. Thought you might want to know. We're as close as two men get around here."
Bowman's accepted the olive branch.
"Yeah. Honestly, he's never dropped a hint. Phew! That's a load to drop on a man."
A load which deserved some heavy